Hare Krishna. In today's Bhagavatam class, Bharat Maharaj, Jad Bharat, discloses to Maharaj Rahugana his past identity. He says, Aham Pura Bharatarha Jan. He says, previously, I was known as King Bharat. He said I'd attained perfection. The word perfection is used there, vimukta, by study of scriptures, renouncing all material activities, and concentrating on meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, but by association with a deer, I became distracted from the path of devotional service and fell down and accepted the body of a deer. Yesterday evening, we had one of our Secrets of India public programs, and the topic was reincarnation. And myself and Chandragupta, a brahmachari, gave class together. We gave a presentation together. And I gave the example of Bharat Maharaj as the example of reincarnation given in scripture. First he's a king, then he becomes a deer, then he becomes the son of a Brahmin, feigning being deaf and dumb and mad like a madman. Actually, retarded is the word that we use. And I emphasized that commonly amongst people who believe in reincarnation is this misconception that once someone attains the human form of life through the process of transmigration from one body to another, the only that way is up. But in the example of Bharat Maharaj, we see that he went down, he became a deer. What to speak of Maharaj Chitraketu, who took birth as a demon. Both examples should be seen as being a special arrangement. They're not a general or characteristic feature of devotional service. Chitraketu Maharaj on the platform of Prema, Bharat Maharaj on the platform of Bhava. These are not platforms from which Vaishnavas generally fall down, unless, as with Krishna, as with Arjuna, as Krishna used Arjuna to speak Bhagavad Gita and put him in a state of bewilderment, they become bewildered by some kind of special arrangement. But that's not the point. The point is that what is the arrangement? And the arrangement with Bharat Maharaj that's relevant for us is, we already believe in transmigration of the soul. We already believe in reincarnation. We don't need to be convinced of reincarnation, although certainly the example is very valuable in terms of preaching. But for us, it's also the example that Bharat Maharaj himself says that by inattentiveness to spiritual practices, one, again, can fall down. Something that also may raise some eyebrows and make devotees a little more aware. And not is it not sort of guaranteed, well, here I am in Krishna consciousness, I'm going back to Godhead. If one is negligent in spiritual practices, according to the rule of Yam Yam Bhapi Smaram Bhavam, Bharat Maharaj, as an advanced Vaishnava, thought of a deer. He became a deer. Not only do you not necessarily go back to Godhead, not only do you not necessarily take birth, suchinam shimitam gehe, but you may become an animal in your next life. Otherwise, why is this example there? And the example of Chitrakesha Maharaj is, and if you do something really, really bad, and you get something like a curse of Parvati, you can take birth as a demon even. So nothing is out of the range of impossibility, and for that reason we need to take this warning very seriously. Here Srimad Bhagavatam is warning us, Sadhu Savadan, take note, neglecting spiritual practices is a very risky business. And unfortunately, the tendency is there. The tendency is there that after some time, we tend, or at least historically, we see that the devotees become loose with their practices of attending morning program, of chanting rounds nicely. Nicely meaning that as the years go by, rather than going deeper and deeper into their rounds, the rounds lose their quality. They become mechanical. From becoming mechanical, they become sort of just something that you fit in either while you're driving on the road with a clicker, or taking a bus, or doing your business, or something else, talking on the telephone, or you click along while you're on the internet, or something. And therefore, one neglects one's spiritual practices, which can end up becoming also nama-parad. Summary of all of the offenses to the holy name is that inattention, one is inattentive while engaging in devotional activities. So if one develops philosophy, well, it's not so important, or my path to back to Godhead is already paved, or my service is more important, and it's that'll ensure me Lord Chaitanya's mercy, forget about making an effort. In any case, the example of Bharat Maharaj is here, that no, it's not like that. One has to be very attentive, very careful, follow strictly the instructions of spiritual master, follow the standards that we've received from Srila Prabhupada. And this is what a statement that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport. He says that if one follows the instructions of the spiritual master, one can't fall down. And then the consequence or the converse of that is already spoken in the example of Bharat Maharaj himself, is that if one does not follow the orders of the spiritual master very seriously, then he's guaranteed to fall down. It's inevitable. So this concept of being a follower, someone called it little thing, Srila Prabhupada, called it a little thing. He said, not very difficult. It qualifies one for all perfection, to learn how to just follow, to do those things that we read about in Srila Prabhupada's books, that Prabhupada's representatives have actually given us. That is what means having a connection with the disciplic succession, evam parampara praptam, to follow. Initiation is the official recognition that here is a follower. But if someone doesn't follow, then the initiation is of little value. The initiation doesn't really, in itself, fulfill the criterion of being connected to the disciplic succession. Rather, it's the process of following that means being connected. And when we don't follow and we lose our connection, then the flow of mercy that comes from the Guru Parampara, which ultimately is coming from Krishna, samsara davana lalita loka. So ultimately, that mercy is coming from Krishna. It doesn't get to us. It just doesn't reach us. And therefore we become weak, mamma maya duratyaya, and we can't overcome the influence of material energy. And Bharat Maharaj, Jad Bharat warns us, one can fall down. One can again, according to what we become attached to, but if we become attached also to a deer, then yes, it's possible that we too will take the body of a deer. So it's a very instructive pastime, something really worth meditating on and putting aside preconceptions and taking note. One needs to be very, very attentive with every detailed instruction that we receive, and then just follow that. And rest assured that if we're faithful followers, then we'll actually achieve that perfection. But if we are not followers and we become proud, or we think that after some time we can neglect things, or that we know better, or we're smarter than Prabhupada or our spiritual master, then only problems will ensue. And unfortunately, we see the example. It's not restricted to young devotees. We see gurus, sannyasis, so many others who unfortunately have difficulty in spiritual life, fall down, according to Srila Prabhupada's example here. Why? A lack of following. Something is being neglected. And Prabhupada concludes his purport by saying that when Bharat Maharaj perceived that he was becoming attached, he neglected to do one thing. He neglected to approach a spiritual master and find out, what should I do? And obviously the first instruction that he would have received was get rid of the stupid deer. But because he didn't want to do that, therefore he didn't approach his spiritual master to get guidance. We only want to do the things that we like to, or we ask questions about things that we like to hear, that we want to do, and then if we figure we're going to have some instruction that we don't want to follow or we don't like to hear, then we may not want to inquire about that. And because Bharat Maharaj didn't inquire, then Srila Prabhupada says the attachment increased, and over such an insignificant thing, two more lives in the material world. And he was already at the platform of perfection, already on the transcendental platform. So let us be all very careful and take a good lesson from this example. Hare Krishna.